This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Good to be with you. And man, yesterday's an underrated sports day. It is a... Maybe it's properly rated. I don't know. I just realized that there was so much to take in. And the Tigers even had the day off. But between the Masters and the Frozen Four and a Piston game last night, and it was a lot going on.
Yeah, it's Scott professional Anderson. Hockey, too.
Yeah, there was a lot going on yesterday in the world of sports. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Anything exciting?
Not terribly, no.
No.
No, just, it was nonstop last night watching stuff, and then it all kind of came to a close. I chose not to watch the Penn State BU semifinal game.
Because it started at 10 p.m.?
Yeah, it was well after 10, I think, by the time it got going. And I'm like, I was going to try to go to bed a little bit earlier last night, so.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it, and I didn't see BU win it 3-1. But I saw this morning the stat that's their 50th tournament win, the first team in college hockey history to reach 50 tournament wins.
God.
And that's a program, right? You talk about Blue Bloods, and
that's a Blue Blood of college hockey.
And Denver has become that as well with all the national championships they've won in the last 10 years.
Two of the last three natties has Denver.
But
they're done because of the Broncos.
You're damn right they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did you watch that game?
I watched when I remember. I didn't even know it was on. I thought it was on today. So I'm watching the Red Wings last night, and they made mention of it that it was going to overtime. I'm like, it's on? Wait a minute. And so I'm sure they'd love that giant tune out of the Red Wings and tune in to see the college hockey game.
Do you think it was a giant tune out?
Maybe that's stretching it a bit, but yeah. It was a tune-out factor, though. I definitely flipped and did not flip back to the Wings until the hockey game was. I saw most of the overtime, the first overtime, flip back to the Wings, and then flip back to the hockey game, the college hockey game, and I just missed the goal. So I saw them celebrating on the ice, and the announcers talking about it. I don't know if they're going to challenge us or not. Why would you challenge us? Nothing to challenge.
Western dominated the first two periods of that game. Like, they dominated. It was like the Red Wing game the other night. They were up 2-0, though, instead of 1-0 that the Red Wings were up on Montreal. But the shots were like 32-11 or something. And it was, the game looked like the shots should be. And then BU got a goal to make it 2-1 and then scored an ugly goal late. I mean, puck in the crease. Nobody knows where it is. I don't even know if the guy scored it, just stuck his stick in there and forked it into the net. But ties the game at 2. Go to overtime, and in the second overtime, Owen Michael snapped off the game winner, top shelf. The goalie, Hampton Slukinski, was very good. I think he's 19 years old, and I just couldn't get over, like, Frozen Four, overtime, every shot, 19-year-old kid. These kids got a clock weights like you and I would never understand. Like, that's an amazing amount of pressure for a goalie in overtime. And that's always been the case in hockey, right? You get into overtimes of game sevens. How do these goalie seasons on the line save everything? Even the most rudimentary puck throw at the net from the blue line has to be terrifying. It's terrifying for the fan base, but the goalies just, they go out and do their thing, and this kid was doing it at 19. But Gator.
How about Bump?
Alex Bump.
Bump, yep. All over the ice.
Yep. The kid that scored Western's first goal, it was only his second goal of the year. Like,
that's a thrill.
That's your outlier. Step it up and make it a play. So now Western will play for a national championship against, as you put it, a college hockey blue blood, the Boston University Terriers. And go Western.
I do like the name.
The Terriers?
Yeah, because it's a breed, the Boston Terrier. So I think that's kind of as a dog lover, just the dogs? I guess I can enjoy it. Yeah,
is but that any different from bulldogs? Isn't a bulldog a breed?
Well, you prefer, but it's the first part of it. It's not just terrier. It's a Boston Terrier is a dog you can get.
Oh,
so it's not like a Georgia Bulldog. You know what I mean?
Yes. There's no such thing as an actual Georgia Bulldog.
Well, it's not a breed. No offense to Aga, you know.
Okay, look.
You know me. I don't want to offend the dogs.
So, I just had an observation, and I don't want Western fans to feel disrespected, but like Western wins the game and the band breaks out into the fight song. Gator, I'd like you to hum a line from the Western fight song.
We're close to Kalamazoo. We love our hockey. We love our brew. Maybe a bit too much. Maybe we're all too clutch. Victory, victory, onward for the Broncos, a WMU.
I knew it. Little did I know you knew it.
Don't ask me to do that ever again.
I seriously want a proud Western fan to call up and sing us the fight song. Somebody, some Western fan out there, your team is playing for the Division I National Championship. You have to be fired up. Call up and sing us your fight song. Do you think we can get one Western fan to do that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. They're a proud group.
What
They're
about
all
Hoffman?
Over the place.
What about Hoffman? Do you think we can get Hoffman
to do? Hoffman doesn't know that. Hoffman's got no clue.
We have a friend, a Western guy. Anyway.
Trust me, there will be plenty of Western people calling up to sing the fight song today.
You think?
Well, they're still drunk.
That's a good point. All right, we'll see what you got. 248-539-9797. Pistons with a big win. Tigers back at it today. We've got a Lions, some late draft buzz we want to get into. It's not that late, but some recent draft buzz. All that coming up here on Carson Anderson on a Friday here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, you trust CGC for top quality Connecticut water systems. Now trust them with your plumbing too. April showers bring flooded basements. Keep yours dry with a CGC water treatment and plumbing service. Right now, save 10% off a new Zoeller sump pump. Need backflow testing? CGC's got you covered. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Remember, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Call your authorized independent Connecticut dealer today at 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Feedback coming in. I was looking down here. We're actually getting Western Michigan feedback. Red Wing 2244 on Twitch says, most Western Michigan hockey fans watching their first Western Michigan hockey game of the year last night. Kitech says, all I know is the Denver goalie kept this team in the game. Western should have been winning 8-0.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Hellborn Elfchild says, fight Broncos, fight with all your might. They teach you it at the first orientation. Then you go to one football game a year and mumble most of it.
Sorry, what was it? Hellborn Elfchild?
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Carol. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Carol.
Hi, former Bronco athlete myself.
Okay. There we go.
All right, what sport?
For you.
What sport?
Well, it was before scholarships, and I actually played 5 sports at Western Michigan University.
Okay. Come on. Hold on. Let's go, Carol.
What do we got here?
LFG.
What was on the resume?
4 years of basketball, 3 years of field hockey, 2 years of indoor and outdoor track, and a year of golf and a year of softball.
Wow.
Incredible.
Just well-rounded.
Incredible.
So look at you.
Basketball, field hockey, golf, softball, and what did I miss?
Track and field.
All right. What was your best?
Probably softball, but they didn't have it when I first got there. So field hockey, probably.
You started the program.
Even though I played 4 years of basketball. So.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right. So you know the words to the Western fight song.
You bet.
All right.
Yeah, it's called the Carol fight song is what it is. But let's go.
No, I don't think so.
Here we go.
All right. Fight on for Western. Take the ball, make a score, win the game. Onward for the brown and gold, pushing back, bring us fame. Fight on for Western, over one, over all we will reign. Fight, Broncos, fight, fight with all your might. Western, win this game.
Wow. Wow. You had, did you sing it Western as well? Carol, you can carry
you mean
a tune.
Like in a choir?
Yes,
no.
You can carry
high school
a tune.
I did.
So in
high school, I did.
In
yeah,
theory,
yeah, you did.
In theory, what we were looking for, you gave us some of. You gave us the fight song. The problem is, what we were hoping to get out of this is someone who can't sing trying to sing,
oh.
And you can sing.
Yes.
You sabotage because like you actually
said,
could carry a tune.
Yeah, I taught and coached. I coached for almost 39 years and taught for 33 years.
Wow. All right. So did you, like, how vested are you in this Frozen Four team?
Oh, well, I watch any Western game that I can find. I've been at a couple of softball games this spring. So just a true Bronco, I guess you could say.
Sounds like you should be making your way down to St. Louis tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, make the roadie.
Well, yeah.
You should make the roadie.
All right, well, congratulations, Carol. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. She could sing. That was good.
Well, she listed off her resume, guys. Yeah, so, is that surprising, Doug?
Like, we just got...
She did all that, and she's also leading the choir.
We got an all-timer right there.
That was... That's got to be a Hall of Famer right there.
One would imagine.
I mean,
so
it has to be.
It's actually part of the song where you say, take the ball.
Yes.
Was it make the score?
I don't know if they change it up for the hockey team?
No, it's just one fight song, Doug.
I got to tell you, what's funny is I had a good friend in high school that went to Western. And after 1 year, he came back and I said to him, do you know your fight song? And he said, yeah. I said, how's it go? And I'm just going to say, I'm going to use the word stuff to replace another word that starts with S. And he said, it's like go Western some stuff. That's all he said. That's all, like he didn't know anything. And but that was always our joke. Whenever Western came up, everybody in our group would yell, go Western, some stuff. But he didn't know the words. But congratulations to the Broncos. And you know what's cool? I actually think it's very cool that they get BU. Penn State, you know, an up-and-coming program, would have been that kind of, I'm not going to say two underdogs, but I want them to take out Boston University in the worst way. They will have the building behind them.
This is true.
Yeah. And I bet there's a lot of Western fans making that roadie. 248-539-9797. Congrats to our Bronco fans out there. So the Pistons beat the Knicks last night. Pistons beat the Knicks. And game had a little edge to it. And with the Knicks trying to send a message... Maybe. I don't know. They didn't play everybody, so I don't know how much you can do that. And the Pistons sent a message right back, I think. What do you make of it, Gator, and everyone, as we might be preparing for a Pistons-Knicks postseason series? What do you make of it late in a game when one team basically white flags it? And the other team throws an alley-oop. And I don't know if it's a big deal or not. I don't know if there's going to be bad blood because of it or not. The way the game went makes me think that these are two opponents that are... I feel like everybody wants to keep the Pistons down. I feel like everybody wants to send the message that the Pistons, you're not there yet. I think Indiana wanted to do it. I think the Knicks wanted to do it. Not from a lineup standpoint. I mean, they sat out Josh Hart and OJ Anunoby, but they didn't play. But I think these veteran teams want to keep, like there was a New York Post headline. I was reading the stuff in New York today about it. They referred to the Pistons as the pesky Pistons.
Yes.
And I don't feel like the veteran established good teams want to accept that the Pistons are good. Now, they just won the season series against the Knicks. I'm going to be really intrigued to see what Vegas has to say about a Pistons Knicks series, which, by the way, isn't written in stone. It still seems probable, but it's not written in stone.
No, Pistons could win the last two games of the year and be faced off against Indiana.
They could.
Because they played Milwaukee both games.
The Pistons bottomed out at 11-17 back on December 19th. Since that time, a large sample size, the Knicks are 33-20. The Pistons are 33-19. So they've been playing comparable basketball to this Knicks team. They've beat this Knicks team. But playoff basketball is a different animal. It's a different animal. And we'd like to say that the Pistons are too young and inexperienced to know they're not supposed to play the way that they play for 48 minutes every night for 82 games. And I hope they never grow up and learn that you're not supposed to do this. But what happens when you get to the playoffs and everybody else is there? There's no load management. There's gas in the tank and the pedal's down. Like, is everything that the Pistons have done in the regular season going to be rendered irrelevant when somebody goes, when the other teams play scorched earth basketball?
Well, I like the makeup of this team an awful lot. I think it's a great mix of veterans and younger players and a budding superstar. You know, Cade Cunningham is, yes, he's a younger player, but he's also in, what, his fourth season in the league? So he is this budding superstar. Comes in, has 36 points last night. You know, they're starting to ramp up his minutes. He played 35 minutes last night. He led this team. Cade Cunningham is so cool and calm with his demeanor. It's like he's been in the league forever. So I'm really curious to see. It's not even curiosity. It's like I'm expecting to see Cade be this cool, calm performer in the playoffs because that's who he is. The other guys, you know, getting their first taste as well with Cade, but they're you know, whether it's Jalen Duren or Asar Thompson or Ron Holland, these other younger guys, I think they follow his lead. And this is just a different feel of a team. It is a team that you feel like this is, okay, getting in on the bottom level of a company that's going to just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. That's what this team is. And then they've got enough of the savvy veterans, guys like Tobias or
Hardaway. Do you think he's important?
Yeah, I think he's vitally important. Tim Hardaway Jr. and Malik Beasley, these guys come in and they know exactly what they're doing. And I know Stoney was telling me during the break that the knock on Tobias in Philadelphia was he wasn't a playoff performer. Well, I think Tobias has provided such a steady influence on this team.
Yeah.
And you saw him last night. I mean, he's got a little feistiness to him too. I think he's got something to prove, and he's on a team that is an exciting team to be part of. So I'm not terribly concerned about the lack of experience with a lot of these younger players or can they keep the pedal down and when other teams have the pedal down. I think this team has been so prickly to play against.
Mm-hmm.
As the writer said, pesky.
Yeah.
They are that team. And that style of play is necessary when you get to the playoffs. And the Pistons already play at that level. So teams have to play to their level. And it can be suffocating at times. I mean, just look at Isaiah Stewart last night. He fouled out, played 22 minutes of the game. And if you look at his stat sheet, it looks like he didn't do anything. But defensively, he was important to that team. He had one rebound, he had one assist. He didn't score. He only took one shot. And he had, you know, like I said, the six fouls. But he was important. Him just being on the court is important. He's got a presence about him. And I dare say that I think that's the last time you'll see him go scoreless in a game for a long time. This guy is an important piece to this team. He helps to set the tone defensively, and that's what it's about. This team playing defense, this team playing tough, this team getting up in your face and answering the bell.
Okay. Does the regular season matter? Does the regular season series against the Knicks matter? Does the fact that these two teams have virtually identical records since the middle of December matter? Does the result in last night's game matter? Does that dunk at the end matter? Like, what matters? Because the Pistons very well could end up playing this Knicks team. And, you know, you always try and predict the future based upon what we've learned. And what we've learned is, you know, the season series, the recent play. But it really comes down to whether or not any of this stuff projects into the postseason. Because you can make a case the Pistons should be favored if they play the Knicks. I won't, but you could if you chose to. And I'll be really interested to see what Vegas has to say about a possible Piston Knicks series. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. It's my favorite place to go. If you want to watch a game, if you're not going to be at the game, the next best thing is to be watching the game at a place like 24 Seconds. It's amazing. The food's awesome. The atmosphere is fantastic, and they've got amazing specials and the best wings in town, frankly. UFC 314, that's this Saturday night. Volkanovski taking on Lopez, and you got Chandler taking on Pimblett. There is no cover, but you want to get there early because the place always fills up very nicely for the UFC events. And then for all the Detroit baseball games at 24, you get $4 bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light. Also, they got great specials during Detroit basketball and Detroit hockey and for Detroit basketball playoff games as well. Trivia is on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, and they're also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. And start making your plans to be at the 24 Seconds fantastic pro football draft day party they have. That's coming up on Thursday, April 24th at 7 o'clock. They always have great drink specials, and they have plenty of giveaways, too. It's just a lot of fun to be there. And if you need any event catered, let 24 Seconds do all the work for you. That way you can just hang out with your friends and your coworkers or whoever it is that you're having a party with. And let them do all the work. It's a great place to get that done. Awesome food, great service. Check out all the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself in my favorite place to go, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in downtown Berkeley.
Is there something amazingly ironic that Rick Mahorn is telling somebody not to do it?
I like it. It's spicy. Now it's spicy whether you play Indiana or if you play New York. It's
spicy. One of the greatest instigators that has ever donned a Piston jersey says, don't do it.
He was a regulator. I don't know if he was an instigator.
Yeah.
He didn't need to instigate. Nobody wanted to.
Yeah, but yeah. There was a lot of don't do it moments in his career. Don't do it, Rick. Don't do it. That's so great. You know what? Dare we say, young Rick has grown up. He's trying to be more mature.
Well, you see, he had a malice at the palace. You saw he was trying to be peacemaker during that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is I don't know if it matters or not. I paid close attention to the Knicks bench. Afterwards, Carl Anthony Towns spent a lot of time with an official. But quite frankly, I think that was about how that game was officiated because you could see the Pistons blocked a lot of shots. He, on a number of occasions, I thought, well, he just got fouled. And they didn't call it. So maybe he was just venting after the game, probably had nothing to do with the dunk. But the Knicks hadn't totally white flagged it. Like,
dude, it was a chippy game. This could happen. It's okay. It's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not going to play defense, you're just going to let it go and dribble it out. Okay. All right. You know, yeah, clock's running low.
10-9-8-7 and the Pistons were up 7 points.
Here we go.
Didn't look like the Knicks were going to foul.
I mean, he just lobbed it. Wasn't his fault that he happened to lob it in the direction of Jalen Duren, who grabbed it out of midair, and he just came down with it. It's not his fault. He just came down with it with his hands over on the rim.
Then whose fault is it?
It's just happenstance.
It just happened randomly. It was just a random event.
Like, Duren was getting some exercise, going to jump in the air at the same time. That, I mean, like I said, he lobbed it. He wasn't spotting up the shoot.
Listen to this guy.
So, first of all, it was completely unnecessary.
100%, 100%.
I want to get that out of the way. But number two, it only matters if it matters. And what I mean by that is, like, if I'm on the other side, I never let that stuff never bothered me if I was on the receiving end of this stuff. You know what I mean? The game's over. I don't care what you do personally. But if you do care then it matters to you. So if the Knicks care, then they think that dunk mattered. But if they don't care, it's whatever, and the media will make it bigger than what
well,
it is.
Why, you know, in this day and age, I tend to think in college sports, this stuff matters way more than professional sports. And I don't know that the Knicks, like, if the Knicks play the Pistons in the first round, I'm pretty sure the Knicks are pretty motivated to win. But, you know, the idea that this is going to put them over the top, it's not. Okay, it's not going to put them over the top. It's only going to have them talking more mess if when things are going well for them.
And yeah.
There was plenty of back and forth last night as it was.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's what, yeah. I mean, that game was kind of going in that direction. I mean, maybe a different type.
I mean, Schroeder standing over the guy and then the guy standing over Schroeder.
Yeah, so that's the way the game was going. I mean, if those two things didn't happen in that game, maybe that dunk doesn't happen. But I think that was the game last night. I don't think it carries over.
That dunk happened emphatically.
I don't think it carries over unless the Knicks wanted to, and I don't think they do because it's just the playoff basketball is different anyways, and they're trying to win.
So back to the original question, and this is where, does any of this regular season data matter? Does the fact that they've had the same record since the middle of December matter? Does the fact that the Pistons won the season series matter? Does the fact that the Pistons won a chippy game last night when the Knicks didn't have everybody in playing, does that matter?
I think I can have it both. I'm going to try to have it both ways here.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think it matters for the Pistons. I don't think it matters to the Knicks. I think the Knicks are a battle-tested team. They've been to the postseason. So these kind of bumps in the road, if anything, maybe it gives the Knicks a little bit of motivation, just a little bit. And if you're looking for any motivation going into the playoffs, then you can find it, right? But for the Pistons, it does matter because they need to have the confidence because you know the coach is going to tell them, this is we're going to the playoffs, right? Everything's online in the playoffs. You can't take plays off. And this is why we play as hard as we do during the regular season. This is why these games mattered to us. It mattered last night that they went out and beat the Knicks on the home court at the end of the season. It mattered. It mattered to us, and let's take care of this. And I think that they can go into it with a confidence knowing that they can absolutely hang with the number 3 seed or the number 4 seed, whoever it is.
Well,
we'll figure it out in a couple weeks here, but this is a team that's ready to go for the playoffs.
It's not a hopeless situation. Look, I mean, the East is considered a two-team battle, Cleveland and Boston. And I'm going to guess that most of the basketball world looks forward to an Eastern Conference Finals between Cleveland and Boston, unless there can be a party crasher. Now, the party crasher, I think the Knicks, being a New York team, is an easy team for the rest of the world to root against. I think the Pistons as a young up-and-comer. I feel like this is a chance for them to get more on the map to the casual, like the fan that isn't a hardcore NBA fan. And obviously there's Piston fans in this town that are locked in with this squad, but it's on the national scale. I mean, Shaq said 2 weeks ago that he's not even watching the Pistons. Now now 2 weeks later, I think he picked him to win a series and called, what do you say? Did he say Malik Beasley is a sixth man of the year? I'm like, dude, you were not watching 2 weeks ago.
But he's watching now.
Publicly. So, and look, not everybody needs to get on board with our story. It doesn't, like, we know what that TNT crew is about. They're about sheer entertainment. And I don't really personally take it. It doesn't matter to me. But at the end of the day, people are going to start paying attention to this team. People are going to have to.
Last night, Charles Barkley said, looks like we're heading back to Auburn Hills.
Did he?
Yes.
He actually said that. We were joking about that. No, they were going to reference the palace. They actually did.
No, they don't care. You just said it. That show is sheer entertainment. And they are entertaining.
And they are entertaining.
Don't get me wrong. I laugh a lot of stuff that Barkley and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie do. But they're not experts, man. They aren't. They provide entertainment. They do obviously know about the game because they played it. Yeah. But Shaq, like you said, man, he said he wasn't watching. He didn't even watch the Pistons. I don't care. And then 2 weeks later, they're going to win a series. What? In 2 weeks, you picked that up, Shaq?
It's all right. So Barkley's got a couple weeks to figure out they're playing in Detroit. I like it.
He's going to be sitting out in an empty parking lot.
just going to add to that Chuck GPT commercial. which is hysterical.
Which one's that?
I forget what the commercial's for, which is awful because that means that the advertising isn't necessarily working.
Yeah.
That's where Chuck is all excited. He's, hey, the smartest guy I know. And it goes, Chuck GPT. And it's this little like speaker that has the head of Charles Barkley. So it's AI assisted.
Okay.
And it asks it what things does Charles Barkley need to work on? And it goes, thousands of results come up. And Chuck goes, uh-oh. And it starts to rattle off all the different things that Charles Barkley's deficient. It's hysterical.
Well, I have to pay more attention.
And he grabs it and he starts to throw it into the trash can and he misses it. And then it says free throw shooting.
Wow.
It lists a whole bunch of things he's not good at.
Kang, have you seen this commercial?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
All right. I gotta pay attention. Mike in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Listen, last night, you know, I got the NBA network, so I can listen to all the games. So I was basically watching Detroit. And I said, hold on, let me see what these New York guys are saying about, their commentators are saying about the game. Mm-hmm. So as the game was getting more and more physical, they started off saying that these scrappy Pistons are for real. But they did think that it was officiated a little bit lopsided. Now, I love what I saw from these Pistons. But come playoff time, and yeah, I think at the end of the game, to me, it seemed like Cade was like, F you guys. I ain't scared of you punks. Yeah, I'm doing it. Because if you were watching the game, fellas, every time Big Body was going down low and getting his, Cade came back down and said, okay, you think you only one can do this? I'm taking it deep to the hole. I had never seen Cade just relentlessly take jokers down low and put him in a basket like he did last night. So, having said that, it's going to be a great series, but we haven't seen the best of the Knicks yet. They are playoff tough. I love what the Pistons are doing, but I can't wait. I hope they're 3-6, baby, because it's going to be on, and it depends on who the referees are, because they let them play last night.
Well, look, I was reading stuff out of New York today that said this is an example of playoff basketball, and the Knicks might not have liked it, but this is how playoff games get whistled, and I guess I certainly hope so. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory, because right now all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. Here's the thing about with the profit boost. You can play a favorite. Usually there's not a great return on a favorite, but with a profit boost, you can make it a little better. And so it makes it more attractive to play the favorites. But that's how I see it. FanDuel is your go-to for betting Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types, live bets, tournament drama unfolds. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Doug to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The opt-in is required. Don't forget to do that. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions do apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Got a bunch of feedback.
Hell yeah, you do. Come on.
JB Bickerstaff. We got a bunch of feedback here. And we will get to it momentarily. I just want to offer up, I will offer this up without comment, but we have bottomed out. We have absolutely bottomed out here in studio. Kang, this is an all-time low with Gator updating me on what's going on in the minor leagues.
Oh, come on.
He just gave me a exit velocity for a prospect for the Royals.
Yeah, but it's impressive.
Yeah, but do you think I care?
I mean, I thought you cared about college baseball and what those players, what they're going to do when they move on.
And is he in college baseball?
Well, no, he was drafted by Kansas City.
He's giving me Royals exit velocities, minor league exit velocities.
It was 120.9 miles per hour. Only five players in the StatCast era have hit the ball harder. And he's not even at the major leagues yet. 121 miles an hour effectively off the bat.
It's part of the charm of Gator is updating me what's going on in extended spring training. and what's going on in West Michigan and Erie. It's part of the charm of working with you. Now so, I'm getting Royals exit velocities, Royals minor league exit velocities.
It was just, it's something came across Twitter. I was like, wow, that's impressive. I thought you might find it impressive too. Apparently it's on your I don't give a rip list.
Well, I guess compared to the rest of what you offer up, yes, comparatively speaking, the rip is not
good. Prefer me to say that Josue Briseño is on like a 5-game hitting streak?
Would I prefer that?
Yeah.
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Max Clark didn't play last night, scheduled day off.
Yeah.
So I didn't really fully believe Gator was had thrown in the towel with the Wings. Now I do. No, seriously. Now I do. Now I'm like, all right, he really did give up on the Wings. He's going deep,
yeah,
man.
He is going deep.
Yeah, it's like, it's over for the Wings, Gator. I'm sorry.
All right, feedback.
Still wait for those tweets to come out.
Feedback, variety of topics. Scott in Farmington says, I went to Western Michigan, and I don't even know their fight song. Next text, as painful as it is to say, the Wings' losses are actually very important. They could realistically have a top 7 pick in the draft if they keep losing, which is crazy when they had a realistic shot at the playoffs a few days ago. Just goes to show how close the NHL standings are. That's from Alex in a car. Well, it would actually be some sort of justice. The sports universe, the pendulum swinging back. If the Red Wings improved their lottery chances and actually won a lottery, they have moved out. They had been in the category of having no 0% chance of having the number one overall pick. They now have a 3% chance of having the number one overall pick. So getting there. And if they get to the top 7, by the way, they'll have a 6.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Well, with just a few games left, 4 games left, it's done, right? I mean, they'd have to win out, and Montreal would have to lose out. And other teams also would have to lose games that they're in between them.
I think it's probably more relevant to talk about draft positioning.
Yeah, exactly. So that being the case, there's things they can do to help. I don't know if it's insured, if you want to call it tanking or not, but they've got a couple of unrestricted free agents that I don't think we need to see play anymore. Do you need to see Craig Smith or Tyler Mott play anymore?
No. And you know, I mean, the problem with this is we can sit here and we can talk about it, but the NHL draft lottery, we know who's going to win. The San Antonio Spurs. 248-539-9797. Mike and Celine says, good morning. Schroeder has become a difference maker. He plays outstanding defense, and perhaps more importantly, he gives the Pistons a veteran ball handler who can also score when Cade catches his breath, potentially huge for a playoff run. What an incredible pickup. I'm still amazed how that deal went down. We loved it at the time.
Great pickup.
And he was clutch down the stretch yesterday. And yeah, having a veteran like him is very helpful. Unnamed texter, Western fans don't exist when their football team went undefeated and had a top 5 draft pick. I don't think they exist for such a niche sport like college hockey. Unnamed texter, who's probably a Central fan. Those pretty boy Knicks are scared of Detroit. Cade owns New York. Stones in 4. That's from Kyle at work.
Oh, okay.
Western is riding the wave of the incorrect logo. That's from Scott. Yes, Western, they put the old Western horse head on the ice and had to correct it and put the newer version. They're strikingly similar. The difference is basically, a brown outline of the logo replaced by a gold outline.
It's completely disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, you can play that card if you want.
Oh, I think they should.
248-539-9797, underrated sports day yesterday. John is next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the time.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of disrespect going on to the Western program. You guys are doing a great job, but the way the media has represented the success of this program, acting like this is all new and this is a first for Western Michigan hockey.
Wait.
This has been an outstanding hockey program for over 15 years. If you guys go back and take a look at Jeff Blashill being the head coach and all the success he had. Andy Murray, a former NHL coach who was very successful at Western Michigan. This is a program that has continued to put top-notch players in the NHL for years.
To be fair to those members of the media, it is factually their first trip to the Frozen Four.
No, absolutely. But they don't mention that whatsoever about how good the program has been consistently.
Well, you're right. To an extent, you're right. It's a solid hockey program without question. This is, you know, Western's been on, they've been up there for a while now. And even before, they've got alumni that people care about that played way
absolutely.
Back when.
With Danny DeKeyser, you know, Mike Eastwood. There's a lot of players in the NHL right now, whether it's Paul Cotter. But this is a good program, and it has been for a long time. I just wish that was getting a little bit more attention as opposed to this is a first.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can only be responsible
You're
for
You're ready to say hook them, aren't you?
No, I mean, you know, they're turning it into a story that has mass appeal. Like, look at this team. I think he's getting offended at something that is being. Like
we've always been good.
It's
but because we're Western Michigan, we don't get a fair shake when it comes to pairwise.
Okay, don't start with that.
Well, I think that's where they're going to go. If you're a Western fan, you want to be recognized.
You do, and that's fine. You've got the floor. It's your moment. You're getting hailed for accomplishing something the program has never accomplished before. I don't know that he should be getting mad because he wants more attention. Like I
think you should embrace it.
I think you should embrace it.
It's awesome.
It is.
And when you get to an overtime situation...
Dude,
it's heartbreaker. Obviously, if you lose, it's devastating. Mm-hmm. And you weren't on the devastating side of it.
Yep.
You were on the, oh my God, this is awesome side of it. And please, God, enjoy it going to the finals.
They have played, I think it's three double overtime games in their last six games. And they have won them all. All right. That is something. That is something. 2-4-8, and two of them came against Denver, one in the conference championship game and then this one in the postseason. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Regarding the dunk at the end of the game, that dunk was super unsportsmanlike, but I don't care. I loved it. That's from an unnamed texter. End of the Piston game last night, up 7. Knicks had pretty much white flagged it. 10-9-8-7, 6-5-4, and then... Cade throws an unnecessary lob to Jalen Duren, who emphatically throws it down and totally unnecessary. And as this says, this texter said, super unsportsmanlike. You hope that doesn't come back to haunt them, that the Knicks take great umbrage and for some reason that lights a fire. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Yes, Western's in the Frozen Four. They're in the national championship game, and they take on college hockey blue blood Boston University. Pistons, Knicks. Does anything that's happened so far matters? Because if it matters, Pistons are in a great shape to take on the Knicks, if they do get the Knicks, which is still probable. But if it doesn't matter, tell us why. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.